For several years, my friend Beth and I have talked about getting out of town for a few days, maybe holing up in some cabin in the woods, and just reading. Beth is my podcast partner and the host of Marginalia on this station, so both of us read a lot for work. But we seldom get the chance to really relax into a book or to devote whole days to our favorite pastime. But we finally did it. Earlier this month, we traveled to a friend's lake house for a 3-day, 2-night reading retreat, and it was glorious. We packed up lots of books and wine, along with enough snacks and groceries to feed several families. We planned our menu ahead of time, which turned out to be a smart move. Knowing who was responsible for which meal took away any indecision and let us focus on our books. If you're thinking about planning your own reading retreat, here are a few more tips. Pack more reading material than you think you'll need. Whether it's a stack of books or plenty of downloaded audio or ebooks, allow yourself lots of options for reading to match your mood. Bring along the reading accessories that make you happy. That could be a cozy blanket or pillow, comfy pajamas, or even a favorite bookmark. Make some time each day to move your body. We took walks around the lake and a dip in the swimming pond, and that seemed to balance all the languorous reading time. And finally, just relax and enjoy. Beth and I are already talking about planning our next one. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.